Now, he says in verse 7, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Now, you don't have to pour that into a test tube to find out that it's true, that man's born unto trouble. I don't think it's debatable that the human family has adversity, calamity, sorrow, distress, anxiety, worry, disturbance. And all you have to do is pick up your paper and you read a partial report of the human family. And news today is about fires, accidents, tragedies, wars, rumors of wars. Very little good news, by the way. It all has to do with the trouble that this human family has seen. And no one knows the trouble I've seen. Well, everyone knows, because they've had the same trouble. All people have trouble. Not all are of the same race. Not all have the same color. Not all are the same size, are the same sex. And not all have the same IQ. But somebody says, well, the scripture says they're all one blood. That's true, but it's not the same type of blood. None are exempt, are immune, or can get inoculation from trouble. Tears are a universal language. Not all shed blood, but all shed tears. In fact, this word sympathy means to suffer together. And that's the human symphony today, the suffering of mankind. In fact, the Bible word for man is Enosh. Enosh. And Enosh means the miserable. That's man. Nothing sure, we're told, but death and taxes. Well, we can add one more to that and make a trio. Trouble. That's sure. And sparks fly upward according to a universal law. The law of thermodynamics. It isn't by chance or luck. Actually, what happens is that the updraft caused by heat on a cool night and a fire outside, and the sparks, they start upward, and they move because of that law. Now, basically, trouble, suffering, and sin are the result of disobedience to God, and there's no peace, says my God, to the wicked. And today, man's tried to build a utopia in sin. Won't work. You can't have a millennium without the Prince of Peace, and therefore, you'll not have peace without him. But they're trying to make peace without him. And therefore, trouble comes to man today. And the righteous do suffer. And the children of God have trouble, and they're not immune. Now, sometimes trouble comes to a child of God because of some stupid blunder. A woman told me once, says, my husband is my cross. He's not your cross. I don't care how bad he is. He may be an alcoholic, but you see, you're the one that said yes. That was your stupid blunder. That wasn't a cross. Cross is something you take up gladly, my friend. Now, sometimes trouble is a judgment of the father upon the child. We're told if we'll judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. But if we don't, he'll judge it. Now, sometimes trouble is a discipline of the Father. We're told in Scripture, the one whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And that's the thing that Moses, who was living the life of Riley, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. It was a discipline for that man Moses, and God had never used him as a deliverer. He hadn't had 40 years training down in the desert of Midian. And then Saul of Tarsus, a proud young Pharisee. And he says, I'm going to show him how great things he must suffer. And then God put him through the mill. Trouble is a discipline of the Father. And then sometimes it teaches us to be patient and to trust God. And then sometimes trouble comes because God is putting sandpaper on us to smooth the rough edges. And Job will come to that in this book of Job. He says, he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I'll come forth as fine gold. He saw God was putting sandpaper on him to smooth him down. And then sometimes God permits trouble to come to us to get our minds and hearts fastened on him. And that is an explanation, I think, for many of us today. So there's a reason, friends, for trouble coming to the child of God. And therefore, this man's accurate here when he says, "Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward."